This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 179 for Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. I am Brian.
I'm Lisa.
And we have a special guest this evening, and here he is.
Hey, you're not Aziza and Dr. Brown. Where am I? What have you put under here? Hello, everyone.
Mr. Eric Orozco.
It's your alternate reality.
Let me just remove those. Yes, thank you.
Sorry. Yeah, I just realized when I do that on the laptop, it's really, really loud. So,
what y'all doing? You got a show to go. Okay, go through your script. I'll just wait here.
Here we are. Philadelphia show this week. And so we're kind of ad-libbing this.
I'm just hoping the snow doesn't come until Sunday.
Sunday at
midnight. When we're gone.
Forecast will change. What is it? It's only Tuesday night. It's only.
I know.
They don't know what they're talking about.
But Philly Penn Show this week. I can't believe we're back into Penn Show season.
How long has it been since you went to a Penn Show?
2 months. It's been two really nice months.
Sure, you remember how to do this?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we do. We can do it with our eyes closed.
Oh, is that how you do it now? Just to make it more interesting?
Pretty much. You just kind of go by feel. Yeah, this feels like a notebook. This feels like a paper blanks journal. Oh,
what are you bringing, by the way? Because, you know, I sent out an email from the Penn Show today, and I wrote, you were the vendor spotlight, and I wanted to write what you were going to bring, and I just took the easy route and listed what you listed on your email. But what I wanted to know was some specifics, like, are you bringing any sailor pens?
Two boxes.
We
full.
Might have some sailor pens. Probably
little tiny two box boxes, or are they great big 21 box boxes?
Probably. What do we bring? About 50 or 60.
Oh, maybe that
50 to 70.
That'll suit me. I don't know what everybody else is going to do.
You need another sailor?
Doesn't everybody need another sailor?
I agree wholeheartedly. Yep. In fact, I have one on me right now.
Oh, what a surprise. What a surprise.
I know, right? Yep.
What else are you bringing?
We are, where's your Starburst Galaxy?
Right here. You keep talking.
here's mine.
We are bringing all sorts of Rodian, Clairefontaine, the usual, paper blanks, Tomoyo River. What else are we bringing?
What kind of Tomoyo River are you bringing? Are you bringing notebooks or the loose leaf or the pads that you make or what?
A little bit of everything.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And all sorts of pens, tons and tons and tons of ink, including Ackerman. I'm sure we'll be the only one at the show with Ackerman. Diatramentis. What else is different?
What about those bagged ones? Toucan?
Toucan. Yep, we're bringing Toucan.
Roar and Klingner documents.
Mm-hmm. We're also bringing some of the little mini Oroshizuku in the 15 mil. Those are adorable. Those are great for travel.
I haven't actually seen those yet. I guess I'll see those this weekend.
You will.
I'll see those.
And we're going to, since we have a little extra space, we're going to bring some books.
Yes, calligraphy book.
In person.
What's that?
I thought you were going to say, since we have a little extra space, we're going to bring somebody.
No.
Well, you're coming, but you're coming from the other coast. So, right. We're bringing some calligraphy books. We're going to try to squeeze some. We have some
coffee table books
that have long been out of print, mm-hmm. For years and years and years, that are super hard to find. Like I say, lots of calligraphy. We're going to bring some extra calligraphy stuff. Dip pen holders.
You're bringing dip pen holders?
Yes.
Yep, and some nibs.
You mean oblique holders, pen holders?
We may bring those. We have a number of different styles.
Okay.
Straight and oblique, so we'll see what we can fit in the box.
Cool.
But at the show, there are 4 or 5 different calligraphy classes over the course of the weekend.
There's one beginner calligraphy class with Deborah Basil. There's a beginner Spencerian class with Michael Ward and a step up from beginner Spencerian class with Michael Ward. If you know how to hold a pen, you can take the second class. And Deborah's class on Sunday is just cursive handwriting workshop. based on Michael Soll's book. So,
yep. And we all need that kind of help, don't we?
Yes.
Wish I could take it. Wish we could take it.
Aren't you teaching a class?
Teaching a class on Sunday morning, which leads me to this pile here is.
I'm going to guess those are Esterbrooks.
These are Esterbrooks. These are LJs. I just compiled my notes this afternoon, and we're doing how to resack an Esterbrook. Actually, it applies to most lever fillers, but how to resack an Esterbrook class. Show up, and you get an Esterbrook, and you get a bottle of shellac, a container of talc, you get a sack, you get an emery board to not for nib smoothing, but for cleaning sections, and we're gonna walk through resacking an Esterbrook, and at the end of the class, you get to take it home, and once the shellac dries on the sack, you can ink it up and write with it.
Ink it up.
Does that Esterbrook that you get in the class have a nib?
Nibs are $100 extra. We have a couple of basic choices, a few extra fine. It's not as popular, but fine and medium nib options. So you can come in and you can pick. We have SJs, the short and slender Esterbrook, and then we have some LJs, which is the full length but slender. So you can come in first come, first served. Pick your size and then pick what nib you want, extra fine, fine, or medium. And then you get your little goodie bag. And then I've got a 6-page of a walkthrough printout that'll tell you what other tools that you might need that are inexpensive, as well as the whole process that we're going to walk through in restoring the pen.
Now, let's say, just give me a moment to ask a question. Let's say I knew what I was doing with the resacking of an Esterbrook, and you handed me one of these Esterbrook pens and all the stuff I needed, including the ink sack to resack it. If I knew what I was doing, if I had some experience, how long would that take me?
If you knew how to do it, barring a clean pen, I mean,
the pens you are going to give out at the class are already ready to be resacked. They've been cleaned,
cleaned. They've even been polished. I mean, these things look great.
If I knew what I was doing, how long would it take me to put that ink sack in that pen?
It's a 10-15 minute job.
Okay, cool. Because your class is 1 hour.
It's 1 hour, but I have six pages that I wrote out to describe every step of the way. And we're kind of prepping the pens. I've already inspected the J bars to make sure that they're good. We're not going to go through the whole process of replacing a J bar, because there are some variables with J bars, especially if you replace it with a modern J bar. Sometimes you have to trim it, and that gets a little tricky. So we've just assured that the J bar is in working order. It's installed. Everything is good. So we're just concerned with we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about some of the other steps that you can do once you've got the pen apart. But we're mainly concerned with how to measure the sack, shellacking it, prepping the section, putting the pen together, being careful, and enjoying your pen.
Fantastic. That is not true. That's not the only class you're teaching.
No. I am also doing Saturday, and these both at 9 o'clock. You should tell me what time seminars. I think it's 9.
I'd be at 9 o'clock in your time right now, but in Philadelphia, they're at 10 a.m.
Yeah. Okay. I'll
make sure he's there.
He'll make sure I'm there. We're doing a history of Esterbrook. I guess it could be considered history of Esterbrook fountain pens. And that'll pretty much encompass every Esterbrook from 1909 to 1971. As best I can, I'll have some examples.
Was there an Esterbrook fountain pen in 1909?
Believe it or not, there was.
And are you going to have that one example that exists in the world so we can all look at it?
That is my holy grail. I've never actually seen it in person. I don't know anybody that ever has it. So,
it's a rumored pen, or have you at least seen a picture of it?
It was actually, there was an article written in the American Stationer in September of 1909. I want to say it was September 21st, 1909. That shows the pen. It was a combo with a removable pencil attachment on the back end. 14 karat gold nib, eyedropper filled. And it talks about how, I mean, they were ready to make tons of these pens. So there's got to be some out there somewhere.
But we don't know if they actually made a ton of these pens.
Well, it said the article indicated that they were available to the trade, and if you bought enough of them, they were going to give you a card to put them on. You know how they displayed pens back in the day. So,
coolness. So I interrupted you. The history of Esterbrook from 1909 to the 1960s, I imagine.
1971.
1971 was the last year that Esterbrook actually made a fountain pen.
Yes, that's kind of the year they just kind of dissipated.
Aren't you glad I'm not going to be in your class?
Yes, I'm so glad.
He's going to heckle from the back. Excuse me, I have a question.
What about 1970? What happened in 72?
Good. Well,
so that one, I'll have some. I was having a hard time trying to limit to about 40 pens that I can bring for show and tell.
Some of these we don't usually let out of the house.
Yeah, I don't usually travel with some of these, so I'm having a hard time trying to decide. I have about spots for about four or five more that I will probably bring. That'll be very special pens you won't ever see.
Their pens, and some of them you don't want to take out of your house.
No, I don't.
Have to tell us about them.
We'll see what I can spare. I may have I would like to bring. Most people have never seen a Wirt made Esterbrook eyedropper, so I have a few of those that are in less than great shape. I may bring one of those just for.
Yeah, those you can bring. If you have a few and they're in less than great shape, then I expect you to bring them. But you know, one of a kind cannot find anywhere else. Just leave them.
I'm not bringing the modeled hard rubber taper cap. I won't bring them.
Don't do that.
I am not bringing Rosboro. No, Rosboro doesn't leave the house. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. Hopefully, we have enough time for questions. Except Eric's. I've got I cut everything out. I have little note cards, and I have like 35 note cards. So I'm hoping I can get it done in 60 minutes.
You'll get it done in 60 minutes because someone will be expecting you back at your table.
Who is right after me?
Deborah.
Deb is okay. All right.
She's very patient, though. She won't interrupt you. But.
Anyway,
he'll be going to look for him if he's not there at 11 o'clock.
Exactly. Now, what else is going on Saturdays? What's the schedule for the show?
Want the schedule for the show?
Inquiring minds want to know.
The show or the seminars?
The show in general. What time is it open?
How much does it cost?
You have the VIP pass. Which is like an early trading pass that you can get online right now for $25 or purchase at the show for $30. Choice is yours. You can get into the show on Saturday at 8 a.m. and or Sunday at 8 a.m. 8 a.m., yes. They're good on both days. If you have the general admission ticket, you can get in, which is $10 online right now or $15 at the door. The choice is yours. You can get in at 10 a.m. on Saturday or 10 a.m. and or 10 a.m. on Sunday. The ticket's good for both days or one day, whichever. The show will run until 5 p.m. on Saturday until 4 p.m. on Sunday. And that's the show where you can go visit Anderson Avenue and all the other vendors. Anderson Avenue is going to take you at least an hour to get through. So plan on that. On Saturday, we have the seminars that we briefly touched upon. First up is the King of Esterbrook himself, Brian Anderson, with the history of Esterbrook. At 11 o'clock is Beginner Italic Calligraphy with Deborah Basil. At 1 p.m. is a brand new, never done before, pen design and production in the USA with Scott Franklin from Franklin Christoph, where he's going to give us all kinds of industry secrets, so much so I understand that we can go out and start our own pen companies. Don't quote me on that. At 2 p.m. is Spencerian First Strokes, absolute beginner Spencerian with Michael Ward. At 5 o'clock, if you haven't heard about it, it's the after party meet and greet hosted by Fountain Pen Day. That starts at 5 o'clock, which is when the show closes, and will go until we run out of ink or energy or alcohol in any order. Sunday, 10 o'clock in the morning, the seminars start once again with the King of Esterbrook himself, Brian Anderson with Resac and Esterbrook. At 11 o'clock, there's Cursive Handwriting Workshop with Deborah. At 1:30 on Sunday is the Pens for Kids Workshop with Deborah Basil. At 2 o'clock is Spencerian Second Strokes, which is just slightly more advanced than the very beginner brand. Actually, it's for all levels. the Sunday class for Spencerian is for all levels of Spencerian, but you should at least know how to hold the pen, how to put the nib on it. If you know how to put the nib on it, you can go to the Sunday show.
So it builds on the previous day's seminar?
For me, it would build on the previous day, because although I have an oblique pen holder and a couple of half a dozen nibs and the ink, I've always been afraid to put them together and try it because I don't know what I'm doing. So I want somebody to show me. Not that I'll have time to take this class, but I'll corner Michael Ward at some point and say, show me how to put this together, would you please? The show stops at 4 o'clock on Sunday. At 5:30, down the street, 5-minute walk, there's Pens and Pints. That's a wrap. It's a meetup put on by Pub Letters. You can go there and share your pen stories and show off your new purchases and cry about the ones that got away. And there will be stationery and cards and stamps available, so you might as well write a letter too while you have a pint.
Cool.
You're going to have a pint for us.
Yeah, we'll still be packing up.
Yes, imagine. But it's going to go probably who knows how long. But I know how you are. You're going to pack up and leave Sunday night, aren't you?
We are.
We are. Yep. We are.
But we will be there Saturday for the, the Philadelphia Pen Show meet and greet?
It's the Philadelphia Pen Show after party meet and greet. Three times. Okay. And if you want to be checking on the post, I'm there.
Are you looking for any pens at the show, Eric?
I'm looking for all pens at the show. You mean? I haven't actually made my list yet.
Okay.
Do you have an idea what's going to be on the list?
Any vintage Sailor, thanks to you. I'd like to see if there's a Hemingway there. Not that I would buy it, but I would covet it and look at it and gawk at it.
No.
But that's, and paper. Paper, I'll get some paper.
So vintage Sailor. Okay, we're going to have to compete for that because
Brian just got one.
That's on my list.
I will take your cast-offs. You find something and you don't want, you can point it out to me. You get first dibs.
Now, can we ask you a couple questions about the show?
Is this true or false? Are we playing a game? Do I win something if I get them all?
You win our loyalty.
Well, he already had it.
Have that yet? ask me questions. Put me on the spot.
Okay, I'm going to. So this is the first time that you have organized a show.
This is the first time that I have organized a show. That statement is true. You get two more.
Okay. Do it again.
Would you do it again?
I would and probably will, yes.
Okay. Can you share what the most fun or exciting part of all of this has been for you? On the organizer side, you've been an attendee of a number of shows. You've been behind our table occasionally, but this is a completely different side of a completely different table for most people. So are there fun parts about organizing a show?
True. That was how I answered that, right? You caught me off guard with that. It is a pen show. It's mostly, not completely, but mostly fountain pens and ink and papers. And it's got the fountain pen community will be there. So there's really nothing that isn't fun about dealing with pens and the fountain pen community and getting everybody together and having a party, because that's what this is. It's really just a big social gathering where we all trade money and pens. And it's always the same money going around. You know that. Because I'll give you money for a Sailor, and then you're going to take that money and go buy a big bag of Estabrooks, and then somebody's going to give you a little bit more money to get that Estabrook to resack it. We're just all using the same. It's a closed economy. At any rate, it's all kind of fun. There are some headaches, but
that's my next question.
Say what?
That's the next question.
Oh no! Let me finish the fun part then. Interestingly enough, the fun part is assigning the tables, because it's sort of like a game of Tetris. Because everybody has their little. If you can, please do this for me. If you can, please put me next to so-and-so. And this show's been going on 28, 29, 30 years. Nobody seems to know exactly how long. People have some definite requests for their tables. So, yeah, that's like, well, you know, I like crossword puzzles. It's like a crossword puzzle for the pen show. And
we wanted seven tables. Can you work on that for us?
We can handle the table.
I have a rolling table I can bring in for you.
How about a massage table? That would be nice.
You said there's something about a next question?
I guess just what's the biggest challenge in organizing a show or the most unexpected thing that you've come across?
The most... I don't know. Can I be honest here?
Absolutely.
I would hope so.
The most unexpected thing that really probably should have been expected is that I made all the, as you know, vendor tables available only online for purchase. Apparently, no one has ever done that in the history of pen shows.
That is true.
If you've been going to a pen show for 30 years and always just made a phone call or sent a check or showed up at the door, this was kind of new. So it was a little bit of a learning experience. Ryan, I don't think you had any trouble with the form online ordering your tables, but there was a bit of a learning curve, and I should have anticipated that just because I should have thought about who the table holders are. But it's all worked out. It's all worked out. Everybody got through the form, and really, this is, in my humble opinion, this is how every pen show should do it. You can laugh at that. That was a comment.
I think you're right. A lot of the vendors, some of the vendors don't even really use their computers. So the idea of...
Found that out, yes.
You know, buying their tables online. Many of us, for a lot of shows, expect to pay at the door. You know, we've been going to the same show for, you know, 8, 9, 10 years, and everybody knows we're going to be there. The organizer knows he's got a commitment. And so I'm sure that there were some...
It was a learning experience for everybody, and we got through it. And like I say, I did not anticipate that because I did not think about who the table holders were completely. You know, okay. I hang out with you guys a lot, so I figure, well, all the table holders are like you guys. They're not. They're not. And that's not their problem. They've been doing it for 30 years. They've been doing it this way. And I come along and I change everything. That is my fault. But everything's fine. That was the biggest surprise.
Okay.
What do you mean you don't know how to use the internet?
Yeah, so some of them are probably lucky enough to have an email address, but they probably never
like
check
AOL.
It.
AOL.
So, yeah.
There are some AOL addresses in there, yes. I admit that.
Okay. What else do we want to know?
Did you notice I didn't name any names?
Good.
We can probably fill in the gaps.
We can figure it out, yeah.
Yeah, that's Scott Franklin. Boy, you'd think he'd be using the internet by now. It's 26.
Now, has it been interesting to be a partner in this venture? And did you early on clearly decide who's doing what so there was no overlap but no gap?
You're talking, I think, about me and Scott Franklin.
Yes, since you just mentioned him.
Yes, Scott, of course, and it, along with me, is running the show. I was put in charge of the organizing of the show, and I was trying to keep him out of everything as much as possible until we get to the show. But that doesn't stop people from calling Franklin Christoph and saying, "Is Scott there?" So there was plenty of overlap.
Okay.
Because, you know, if you go, how do I get a table? And you call Bert, because that's who you always used to call. And Bert says, oh, Scott's handling it. Then they call Scott. So then Scott's involved. So, yeah, there was plenty of overlap. It was.
Well, I shouldn't call Scott. That's what you're saying.
Yes.
I've been texting him all day.
Whatever. Scott would have told you to get in touch with me.
I think we bought 12 tables. I'm not sure.
Now, who are some of the... bigger vendors? I know you've got a couple of the distributors coming.
By distributors, I think you mean Kenro and Yaffa?
Yes.
Yes. Kenro and Yaffa will both be there. Bigger distributor. Well, there's some outfit called Anderson Pens. You may be familiar with them. I think they're in your hometown.
The relatives.
Yeah.
Bertram's Inkwell will be there.
Nice.
Interestingly enough, Bittner will be there. Bittner from Northern California. Franklin Christoph will be there. Fountain Pen Hospital will be there.
Nice.
Is he selling any parts this year?
We could call him. Let's get him on the phone right now. I have not seen that in his any of his social media, like his Twitter. I haven't seen him say anything about that. And they usually do build up on that. I'm not saying he's not bringing anything.
Yeah, usually they talk about it, but they may have gotten rid of a lot of their stuff because they did it for several shows in a row.
They may have sold much of it to you. It's all at Anderson Pens now.
Yes. I have a couple boxes full of it.
Mark Backus Nib Grinder will be there. He's going to work on all the pens I can throw at him. You were going to say something?
Speaking of having a nib grinder, you're going to have, I think, one nib person there?
Yes, Mark Backus, Nib Grinder, will be there. That's
okay.
Nibgrinder.com is his domain.
After you get on the list first, do you have any advice? Since you've been a customer of different nib people, do you have advice for people coming in hoping to get a nib work done?
Yes. Mark is going to run his table much like Mike Masuyama runs his table. You can go to the table and put your name on his list for the day. In other words, you don't have to stand there and wait around in line. You'll put your name on the list and what you need with a phone number. And when he's working on the person right before you, he'll text you or call you and say you're gonna be up next, and so you'll make your way back over to his table. So when you get to the show, if you have anything you need done for your pen, nib, this would be smoothing or a tuning or a grind, find Mark's table and get your name on the list.
First. Always do it first.
Yes.
The list is going to fill up really quickly.
Since he's the only one, right?
The only one.
Does Mark have any specialty that we need to know about? We've seen Mark in Atlanta
all the grinds you can think of, he does, and he'll do them right there at the show. He does one grind, however, which is, you know, you have italic, you have cursive italic, and then he'll do a cursive smooth italic, which apparently is even smoother than the cursive italic, which I haven't actually tried writing with. So for me, it's just in theory, but I'm going to hand him at least one pen for a cursive italic.
Cool. The cursive smooth or the cursive italic?
Well, hopefully he'll have a cursive smooth italic there at the table that I can write with. But if he doesn't, I'm just going to go with cursive italic because that's what I like. And it's smooth enough. I wasn't looking for a smoother experience, so I'll be happy with that. Additionally, Ryan Krusak Studios will be there with the modern chocolatier, Brandon Lee. First you go and you get your name on the list. And
then you go to Brandon.
Then you go to Brandon Lee and buy yourself four little chocolates. And then you go to Anderson Avenue.
And stay
there. Stay at Anderson Avenue until you get called by Mark.
Now, where is Mark in relation to our table? Is he right next to us? Who's right next to us?
We don't have anybody.
You've got the whole row.
You
are right next to you.
Okay, well, we T-bone into Kenro, so that way we can just run over and drool on the Auroras and the Omas.
No, I'm not sure about that. Remember when I showed that to you, I said this was very preliminary?
Oh.
Off the top of my head, I can't remember. I think you're right, it's still Kenro, but that may have changed.
That's all right.
You notice who's talking here and who's just smiling.
What? Aurora and Omas are pretty.
Well, it's a small room. We got to be next to them somehow. Okay.
Yeah. No, they are right there. They'll be right there. Susan Worth will be there.
Throw pens back.
With all her flexible nib thingies that you can sit down and write with.
Now, is Susan doing her class or is she taking this show off for that?
She's taking this show off. Silence.
Just curious. I mean, she often teaches a class, but it sounds like there are already a number of writing classes, which is awesome. And I think Michael Ward's classes are going to be phenomenal.
Yes, as you know, I've already admitted that I don't even know how to put the pen holder together with the nib. So I really should take that class. But I don't think I'll have time to actually take the class when he's giving the class. But I'll buy him a drink after the show and see if he can show me something.
Ooh, Saturday night.
Yes.
Saturday night. Yes, so that's specifically what Saturday night is for, so that we can all get together and use each other's pens and drink, of course. But we'll do that even if there wasn't an after party.
And who else exciting? Carrie from Fountain Pen Day will be there.
I heard a rumor that Fountain Pen will be there. Yes. Fountain Pen Day will be there. Yes.
Thanks.
In fact, he and I talk about it often. So it's more than a rumor, I suppose.
Okay. Anything else interesting?
Everything's interesting for the complete list of vendors. I mean, there's over 50, so you really don't want me to just run off a list. It's PhiladelphiaPenShow.com, and you'll find the link top far right, the exhibitors list, and it'll give you the whole list of all the vendors that will be there.
So if you're going, get your ticket in advance.
Yes.
Save yourself $5, and then you don't have to
worry. Not only save yourself $5, but everybody who buys a ticket online, whether it's general admission or the VIP pass, will automatically be entered to win something we just mentioned, chocolate from Brandon Lee, the Modern Chocolatier. It will be a four-tier 16 box of his hand chocolate.
Can we register online?
It's heaven.
We get one entry per table?
No table. But
we get one
entry. I can go talk to Brandon separately. And this is one of those things where you could say the winner does not have to be present to win. I'm going to pull a winner at random on Friday night. So you don't have to be present, but you have to show up, because as soon as you show up, we'll say, oh, you're the winner. So, but cool. You have to purchase your ticket online, PhiladelphiaPenShow.com, before 7 p.m. Eastern time on Friday, because after 7, I'll pick a winner.
Okay.
All right.
And believe me, you want those chocolates.
Oh, my God. They're heavenly. I heard a rumor about you and chocolate.
I know chocolate, so there could be rumors floating around.
I heard what you ate, the chocolates that you got from Brandon before you even got to the plane.
I think the plane didn't leave for 3 hours. if you like chocolate, you're going to love Brandon's chocolates, and they're not going to last. Absolutely will not last.
No, they're phenomenal. So.
Yes, they are phenomenal.
Awesome.
We're lucky to have him.
Yes.
Otherwise, we would all starve, because, you know, we just stay in the pen room, the showroom, all the time. Well, who could leave the showroom with all those pens there? So he provides us with the sustenance we need to make it to the end of the day.
Well, that, and the vendors get lunch?
The vendors are getting lunch, yes. Box lunch. Oh. So you don't even have to leave your table.
Oh, they're being delivered?
We're going to deliver them, yes.
Nice.
Extra bonus points.
Tip your weight, staff. Very cool. Is there anything anybody should know? Where is this awesome event taking place?
It's at the Westin Philadelphia, which is in downtown Philadelphia. It's actually a shopping mall is attached to it somehow.
Cool. You can shop and shop.
You can shop. Shop and go to the store. It's 99 South 17th Street. And the shopping center, I think, is called Liberty Plaza. So it's the West in Philadelphia, but it's somehow part of this Liberty Plaza that has stores in it. Don't think it has a Coach store. Sorry.
That's okay. I like the outlet store. And this is a new hotel this year for the Philly Pen Show.
A new hotel for the Pen Show. Yes. The hotel itself, I don't know what its age, but this is the first time the Philadelphia Pen Show will be at this hotel that I know of.
Okay.
20 years ago, I don't know. Maybe you two know. Of course, you were what, 12 at the time?
Nice. Yeah, nice. Well, all right.
All right. Does that pretty much cover the show? I think pretty much should get there. And with the weather that's coming, if you're coming in, hope. It's like 5 o'clock Friday is when the snow is going to start falling. So,
the bar Friday afternoon and have a little mini pen show.
Yes, I'll be there. Writing Rob is in the chat saying that it is Liberty Place, not Liberty Plaza, and there is a Coach store. There is.
Oh. Thanks, Ira.
Okay.
Awesome.
All right. We don't really have much. We kind of wrap it up. We don't really have much going on here at the store.
We've been busy with the new space and getting ready for the show,
which we may or may not be in.
May or may not be in.
May or may not be in. Yeah.
Oh, it's so exciting.
Well, we'll talk more about that when it's finished. I guess the only thing in the last since last week, we've got to announce there are some selected Hugo Boss items on sale that are being discontinued. Boss is coming out with a whole new product lineup. Hopefully we'll be able to see some of it actually in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. They've turned over 30% of their product line. So select rollerballs and ballpoints from the Boss collection are discontinued on sale, which is cool. On the blog this week, we had some empty ink bottles, a cool post on what to do with empty ink bottles, because we all have them.
some of us too many.
Some more than others.
Yep.
A post on the Delta Hippocratica collection, which is kind of a cool collection of pens by Delta. So
that's it.
That's kind of it. What's going on? We've been occupied with some other things we can't really
talk about yet. I do have one shout out besides to you, Mr. Orozco.
I can shout out.
Thank you for being here. but a big shout out to our good friend Carol, who is recovering from surgery. And Hugh, just keep taking care of her. And Hugh keeps sending us pictures of food he's making. And it's really annoying because he didn't make any for us.
He just brought booze. So
big hugs to Carol. Get well soon.
Mr. Orozco, do you have any shout outs this week?
I have no shout outs, but of course I have another question.
Yes.
Okay. What's the pen that I have to see at your table at the show? Which sailor is the one that I'm going to go wow for?
Well, I will tell you this, and we haven't mentioned this. We have exactly one Sailor Pro Gear Regency stripe left. This pen has been officially discontinued. And we have one left. So
discontinued means it's now 50% off?
And it means no.
It means they're not making anymore.
It's actually 20% off.
Wait a minute. Hugo Boss discontinued their pens and now they're on sale. The Regency stripe has been discontinued. It's not on sale. I'm just trying to understand how retail works here.
It's it's a highly desirable pen. We do have it is standard 20% off.
That's the silver one that I love, right?
Yes.
Of course, it is the one that I love. Yeah, the one that I didn't buy because I bought three other ones.
Yes. It is a heavier pen, but it does have that nice rhodium trim in the 21
karat.
So there is that. We do have a Kabazaiku, which is
that's a cool one.
A really stunning pen.
And a Black Luster.
And new, we have the 1911 Black Luster as well, which is a really.
That's a fun pen.
It might be my next sailor. I'm not.
What usually happens though is you're leaving on Thursday at noon, so at Thursday at 11 a.m., some big box of sailors is going to come in, and you're going.
I hope so. I don't know what's. Do we have any sailor coming?
We do.
Do we? There it is. You heard it here.
At least this time, I'm not in the car with you buying all your pens.
That was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, I mean, half the stuff was gone by the time we got there, but. So, we'll have an extensive collection of Sailor, Platinum and Pilot too.
Yes.
So, heavy on the Japanese pens this trip for sure. So,
mm-hmm. We should mention that because.
Oh, we should. Yes.
We just finalized a date for a Pilot pen, little mini pen show here in the store in Appleton. And it will be Thursday, February 18th. General Manager of Pilot USA, John Lane, is coming up to see us, and he is going to bring some to die for. Namiki, Makie, really gorgeous pens, and so he'll be here to meet customers, show off some really cool things, give some history of the company, and show off some stuff.
Yeah, whatever you want to know. So it's going to be fun. John always has... Great stuff. So
February 18th, which means you're going to leave the LA Pen Show and go right back to your pilot pen day at your pen store.
Yeah, pretty much. We're going to have a day and a half to unpack the car and clean up the store before John shows up.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And there's room in your car to take me back with you, right?
There might be. You want to come back with us?
Hey, you never know how I am. You took me to Dallas. You can bring me back from LA.
your room is just the way you left it. So,
well, we can work something out for that Regency Stripe. I could work for what, 3 years for no pay?
That's probably the newest thing we've got going on, and we're very excited. This is going to be a lot of fun for anybody who's even remotely close. You should come on in, because some of this stuff you won't ever see in person.
Yeah, and I think we are going to be we don't have all the details yet because we just finalized. So we're just trying to talk about it, but I think we're going to be open a little bit later that night, probably till 7 o'clock.
Will there be wine and cheese?
There may be
some kind of beverage, coffee for sure, but
do cookies and coffee, cookies or and coffee wine or and cheese, yeah, or something. But he brought to Dallas the last couple of years in a row some amazing, I mean, pens that are tens of thousands of dollars. These are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
So that's our other exciting news.
There it is.
That's that.
Do we have any final thoughts this evening before we close this up?
Go to Philly.
Go to Philly.
Go to Philly.
Mr. Rosebrough?
Go to Philly. I'll be there. You'll be there.
All right.
We already have a pen shop. You just get there and set up a table, all buy a lot of stuff. We can all go home happy.
Yeah. You bring Vintage Sailor Man. I'm weak at the knees. So I guess that's it for this week. For all of you in the chat, if you're going to be in Philly, we will see you there. We'll be there Friday afternoon. And I guess that's it. So if you're traveling, travel safe and use your pens. Write to us at Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on all of the social media like Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope, and all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
You should check that out. And the website is andersonpens.com.
And for this week, you should check out Philadelphia Pen Show. Is it philadelphiapenshow.com?
It is philadelphiapenshow.com. Maybe even Lisa could say it.
philadelphiapenshow.com.
There we go.
Check it out.
We've all said it. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you in Philadelphia and next week. Have a good night, everyone.